What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P.
And it's your girl, Drea Nicole.
And you are tuned in to another episode of Poor Mind,
where a drunk mind speaks sober thoughts.
So y'all already know, when I'm on this side of the couch, that means we ain't got no guests today. We ain't got no guests today.
Hey.
So, like I said this on Twitter the other day. I was like, we're going to do a favor to the listeners because y'all have been supporting us for so long. Mm-hmm. We're going to go back to dropping the solo episodes and the guest episodes like back and forth. But mm-hmm. like I said, y'all have been doing y'all's big one with supporting us because we know we in high demand now.
Ooh.
And people want to come on the show.
We is in high demand a little bit.
I like that.
We got a lot of like really good episodes dropping.
A lot of fire episodes dropping. Well, what I'm liking is that, first of all, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. You see, I hit that whole low key. So this is a special birthday and episode for Drea Nicole.
Thanks, y'all. It's my birthday.
Yeah.
All is, and they y'all did a phenomenal job with the background beat.
Yes, I like that. We a band. Mm-hmm. We finna go on tour.
One band, one sound.
One band, one sound. So yes, this is a special birthday episode for my girl. So we came in the studio to record this. So this is like the first time in a long time that we recorded an episode and it's dropping like 2 days later. So yeah. We can talk about a lot of like
current
things
stuff
that are going on right now. So I'm really happy to record this episode today.
I'm excited too. And I love the decor. Mm-hmm. Like the decor is so nice. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, y'all, for all decorating for me. This is so beautiful.
Yes.
It's so
you look beautiful.
Thank you, girl. Yes. You know, I did a little one, two. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is giving very classy.
It's giving a classy.
I'm turning 33. I'm classy. Mm. I feel like that's like lady age. Like I'm becoming a lady. I'm not really like a
you're a
girl
lady
no more. Yeah, I'm a lady.
This is your Jesus year, right?
You know, yeah. It's my Jesus year. But I always be trying to figure out what exactly does that mean because Jesus died that year.
That's when you become that. But he was risen.
So it's like a rebirth.
And yes, he became greater than he already was.
That's a good perspective, you know, because I've been definitely trying to figure out, like, why do people just always be like, oh,
yeah, this is your Jesus year. That's when
when people be like, oh, 23 is your Jordan year. You about to go play basketball?
You about to get them ring. You about to feel like I got on a championship ring.
Like, why do people do that?
See, that's how I know you really not in your Jesus year.
No, I am.
It's about positivity.
No, it is. I agree with you. Like, that's a great perspective that you had.
But you talk about Jesus died.
He did out of here.
He did, but it wasn't about that.
But he was reborn.
But he was risen, Hoannick.
So it's a rebirth.
It's a rebirth.
That's fair.
That he changed the world that year.
I do feel like I'm changing and evolving.
Okay, and that's what I wanted to ask you before, you know, we get into mm-hmm. the episode today. All jokes aside, mm-hmm. it is a blessing to be, you know, where you are in life. You know, your podcast is thriving.
Your
business is, Muse Beauty is thriving.
You're
healthier. You're glowing. You're looking better. So how do you feel in the transitional period from 32 to 33? Like, what can you tell us about this past year of your life?
I don't know. Ever since I turned 30, to be completely honest, I feel like I have been really focusing on like self-growth. I think I talked about this on another episode that we did recently. Mm-hmm. Like I've really been focused on like growing and evolving as a person. You know, crazy thing that you asked me that. I actually got into a minor accident earlier today.
Oh Jesus,
girl,
Christ.
I called you and told you.
Oh my goodness.
I'm not about to play with you. Anyway.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm
Jesus.
Actually great. But you know what's crazy? It's like as I get older, I start to notice like my perspective on life and my perspective on things has shifted a lot. Like, I'm not even mad. Like, I'm not even angry. It didn't really, like, affect my day for real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, don't get me wrong, it was fucked up. It was a minor inconvenience. And also, it was not my fault. It was the other driver's fault. And she didn't have no insurance. So I'm about to have to come out of pocket, obviously, to pay for it. But like, I just be thinking about how would me 4 years ago, like how would 29-year-old Drea have handled this situation? How would 28-year-old Drea have handled this situation? That bitch would have went to jail. I would have had all the time to call the police.
You would have been like, you need to send me your Cash App.
No.
Need to send me some money, right?
No,
now.
I wouldn't have did. No, that's not true. I wouldn't have did that because the thing is, I had the option to call the police and obviously file a police report. And if I would have did that, then she would have went to jail.
Karen.
Because she doesn't have insurance.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, I chose to just not even go that route and just go about my day because now I'm in a position where I'm financially stable enough. I have like a man that loves me that's also going to help me mm-hmm. with the situation. And it was a minor inconvenience. Like my car wasn't totaled. It wasn't hit to where I couldn't drive it. I just choose to have a different perspective on life. Like, and I also like to think too, God does little things sometimes to kind of make you be appreciative mm-hmm. and grateful. Cause I feel like I kind of been like in a funk for like the past few weeks. Cause it's retrograde, number one. But I just feel like so much shit been going wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh my God, I wasn't even super excited about my birthday coming up.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe that was like a little thing, like a little nudge where God was like, okay, you being unappreciative. Let me remind you, you have so many things to be grateful for. Because even with that situation, it could have been like a worse.
Yeah, accident. It definitely could have been.
But.
And that's how I say, that's how you know you get money. Because when something like that happens.
And it don't ruin your day.
And you have, and you kind of laugh. You got that rich nigga laugh now. I got hit in my Rover today. It was so crazy, Lex. It was so crazy.
That is how I called you.
You did? She was just like, girl, let me tell ya, I got hit today. It was such a crazy thing because I was going straight and she turned left. Craziest thing. And I was like, girl, because I would have been on that road crying, bitch. I would have been on the road crying.
But like I said, I guess the nugget of advice that I could give people
Come
is
on,
like,
nugget.
People always think that as you get older, I don't know why people are like afraid to grow older. And I get it because I feel like I used to be that way. But as I get older, I think I just get more wiser. Mm. And a lot of shit that used to matter to me in hindsight, none of that shit really mattered.
Yeah.
That's why I wasn't even really mad about the car situation because it's a fucking car. Like, I'm still okay. I'm okay. I'm healthy. The lady was okay. She was healthy. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all that matter. Material possessions can be replaced and they could be fixed.
Exactly.
You know, but I just feel like I was kind of in an ungrateful season a little bit mm-hmm. these past few weeks. But now I'm like kind of back.
It's crazy because I was having a conversation senses. With my friend. Shout out to Diamond. And she was like, when I was having this conversation with her, she was like, wow, this conversation really resonated with me. And then she called me back like 4 days later and was like, I cannot get what you said out of my mind.
What did you say?
This is what I told
her. You be dropping them gems.
I do low key, especially when I have conversations with my friends in real life. Mm-hmm. Because I think I have been through so much these past like 3-4 years. And I definitely don't look like what I've been through. So yeah. I told her this. When it comes to life in general, God is going to send you a warning every time.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to throw, you know, a little grain of sand. Today was your grain of sand. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be like, hey, you know, wake up, pay attention. You're, you know, this is what's going on. Then if you choose to ignore, you know, he's going to throw a little rock. You know what I'm saying? He's going to throw that rock and be like, hello. You know what I'm saying? Then it's going to get bigger and bigger. Then one day you're going to wake up and he's going to throw that fucking boulder on your ass. And it's going to be so hard to pick yourself up and get back on track. Things never fall just completely on you. And mm-hmm. I say that to say because a lot of times I was complaining in my life. I was miserable. I was depressed. I was overweight. I just wasn't happy, but I was not taking accountability and I was not paying attention to the nuggets that God was dropping to me mm-hmm. because I was just stuck in my ways, stuck in my head. But it's like when things are going wrong sometimes or you feel like you have to kind of look at the signs that are there like, hey, pay attention. You know what I'm saying? So today was just, you know, him dropping that little grain of sand like, hold on now. Get back straight.
Don't be unappreciative.
Don't be unappreciative.
Because you got so many things to be grateful for.
I mean, Drea, what did I tell you?
I mean, I got you.
You got me, bro. Life, I don't care what you say.
Look how lucky I am.
You can never have a bad
it's crazy.
Day. Because all you got to do is call me.
It's crazy that God loved me that much.
God really loved his only begotten daughter.
Mm-hmm.
that he gave you me.
He gave me licks.
I'm telling you. Not everybody get that blessing.
That's true. They be in the comments all day too. Like, I wish me and Licks was friends. I want to be friends with her so bad. I bet y'all do. Too bad. So sad.
But like I said, it has been such a beautiful thing to see your growth as well. Like, I just want to give my testimony as, you know, ooh, your best friend.
Testimony.
I do. You know, this episode is about you. And this is to celebrate you. And
I love them moments.
I'm definitely not getting emotional today. Not doing it. But I will say, God works in mysterious ways. And I feel like when me and you first became friends, a lot of people didn't understand our friendship. They didn't understand why I was friends with you. They didn't understand why you were friends with me. They just did not get it. But we felt something and we knew something that we just loved about each other. And we couldn't, as mad as we would get at each other, we just could not stay away from each other. But I think beyond the show and things that we have created, it's like there is just such a deep bond and love here that I have honestly can say I have a lot of friends, of course, that I love deeply, but the love that we share is a little different. We have a business together, you mm-hmm. know, like it don't matter what at the end of the day, like you're my sister. Mm-hmm. So I feel like what we have, it was like God being like, you know what? I'm sending this person into your life because you need a little protection at times. You need a little more love at times for the both of us. And even you sharing a birthday with my mom.
Yeah.
For the rest of my life, I never have to be in my house alone on my mom's birthday crying. Because I know I'm going to be somewhere with you celebrating your birthday.
Yeah.
Like, by the time y'all watch this, we're going to be in Turks, turnt up.
Yeah.
So, we're going to be having a good time. Like, by the time y'all watch this, I'm going to be on my flight drunk as fuck. It's like, I feel like, you know, this is all puzzle pieces to the bigger picture because, you know, like I said, this is a bond for life. Like, we gonna be here. We locked in for life. And the fact that I get to be in Turks and I can not only celebrate my best friend, I get to celebrate my mom too, you know?
Yeah.
So I just think that everything happens how it's supposed to happen. And if you look at the first episode of Wind Down Wednesday to now, it's a beautiful fucking journey, bro.
Right.
It is a beautiful journey. So I'm happy to be here.
Life is a great thing.
Life is beautiful.
Life is amazing. It's beautiful.
Life is beautiful. So I'm glad that you happy to celebrate 33. Because I know you used to be at a time where you was like, turning 30.
No, I was definitely scared as fuck to turn 30.
You were.
But it's so crazy because ever since I turned 30, I feel like I just be getting better and better each year. It's really crazy. Like, I look better every year.
Yes.
I feel like my mind evolves. Like, I become more intelligent, more in tune with myself, more in tune with others. I feel like I used to like not be emotionally available. As I get older, I feel like I find myself becoming more emotional.
Yeah.
And like,
it's not a bad thing.
No, it's not. It's not. But again, just growth. And like, I've just noticed a substantial amount of growth in myself since I've turned 30 years old. It's really crazy. It was like a pivotal point for me and I was afraid to do it.
Yeah.
But it actually ended up being one of the greatest experiences that I've had so far in life was turning 30.
You know what? Something.
And my 30th birthday year was like insane. Like, so much lit shit happened.
Yeah. You know what it is about you that I've noticed?
What?
You are a person, like, somebody can tell you, oh, this is not that bad, or oh, this is really good, or oh, this is really bad, and you just don't listen. You have to experience it for yourself.
Oh, that's me, for sure.
For sure, 1,000 times. Like, somebody can be like, Drea, this is hot, don't touch it. You be like, well, I'm a Taurus and a Leo rising, so I can touch it.
Leo moon.
Whatever. You know, she all into that astrology shit, bitch. She gonna tell you the time she was born, all that shit, to why she can touch it. Put her hand on that shit, still get burnt.
And then so, I'm gonna be like, I mean,
it ain't that bad.
Not that bad.
But I will say, like, because I used to tell you, like, because I'm older than you. I'm 2 years older than you. Yeah. And I'm like, I would always say, like, I'm turning 30. I turned 30. I was like, I'm excited about it. You was like, yeah, but it just don't. It don't. I'm like, bro, I'm telling you, watch. We're going to visit this conversation when you turn 30. And you were like, you know what, Lex? You were right. Because I was in my transition. And I was starting to get wiser. I started putting value in things that I wasn't putting value in before. And I started to kind of understand the purpose of life.
Mm-hmm.
When you really understand the purpose of life, not just life in general, but specifically your life, a lot of shit don't matter no more.
And not to get emotional, because I don't really want to get emotional either on this episode, but like, also when you lose somebody that's like really close to you, mm-hmm. like me losing my dad, because I lost my dad right before I turned 30. Like,
yeah.
I think maybe like 8 months or something like that before. And like losing my dad and then like you losing your mom, I think that also really puts into perspective for you like that a lot of shit really don't matter. And like what's important, you know?
So, you know, we living and we learning. But shout out to you.
Thank you.
And your Jesus, yes, she has risen. Oh, ass nigga.
That's what we gonna name the episode.
She has risen.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, XP.
And it's your girl, Dre Nicole.
And we have a very special announcement. Your girls will be at the Black Effect Network Podcast Festival.
Yes, absolutely. We gonna be there April 27th. And make sure y'all get y'all tickets at blackeffect.com.
Yes, Horrible Decisions will be there, Carefully Reckless, Deeply Well, and many more. It's going to be so fun. So if you've never seen Poor Minds live, I'm telling you, you're not going to want to miss this. So go to blackeffect.com and get your tickets.
Period.
Okay, period. Okay, so we're going to get into some fun stuff. So
yes, it's time to get into some fun stuff now.
Yes, we have a very special guest for our Drink of the Week segment this week. So y'all know we talk about this all the time, all day, every day. Y'all know we swear by it. We love it.
It is.
And we're going to turn it up for Drea's birthday. So we got Stevens in the building from LS Cream.
LS.
What's up, Stevens?
I'm gonna hide this so that I don't spoil
it. Oh, yeah, you don't spoil the surprise.
What's up, Stevens?
How's it going?
Good.
Happy birthday, Drea.
Thank you. So, before we get into this,
let's go.
We have to do a catch up first.
Let's go.
You know, we've partnered with LS Cream, obviously. We talk about LS all the time. The Poor Crew has been absolutely loving it. How has the feedback been from the Poor Crew? Because, you know, we a little ratchet and ghetto over here. So how has it been with the Poor Crew coming over?
I love ratchet and ghetto. I just want to say you guys were a blessing to work with. It's been amazing. The response has been crazy. It's you guys are doing it. And I want to say before everything, congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
Everything that you've been doing, it's because you're genuine. I saw that from day one. You guys are killing it. Like, I think you're headlining the podcast festival with Charlamagne and everything.
Yes.
He's bigging you up. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Todd. And and I think it's just dope. It's just dope to see you guys grow. And I can't wait to be part of it even in the future, even more.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been like a pleasure working with you,
too. It has been. Because like I said, the thing with Poor Minds is like, we started off the show with us just having drinks with girlfriends. Mm-hmm. I think LS Cream like really represents that for the girls. Like, pour up a drink, have a good time. So, and then the fact that it's a Black-owned company was like so important for me and Drea, being, you know, Black entrepreneurs.
For sure. Yeah.
So I just think it's done a good job of representing Poor Minds and what we are. And for it has been a pleasure working with you as well.
And talk about evolution. Because we went from sitting on the floor drinking 10.99 bottles of wine. So look at us now. Brand sponsorships with LS.
And I'm going to tell you something. You've caught the eye of not even only your audience, but the people outside of the industry. I was just in Tennessee this morning, right? Coming here because I think you guys know about Uncle Nearest Fawn Weaver.
Yes.
Right?
Very familiar.
So Fawn invested directly in LS, if you remember, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's one of our investors. So she does this thing for the Black owners of Black liquor brands, basically, at our distillery in Shelbyville, Tennessee, where everybody gathers around and we exchange, we learn about, you know, more about capital, about the business and whatever, just sharing good practices. And everybody was coming to see me and see, man, you guys are everywhere because of Poor Minds.
What?
That's amazing and whatever. So, you like, honestly, you guys are catching everybody's eyes. I'm so proud of you guys.
But see, but that goes to also show how smart you are. Because a lot of people was like, they didn't want to really work with our brand because they were unsure. And I'm like, you were smart, though. You saw the vision.
I saw Kenny 15 seconds with you guys, and I saw it already. But to be honest, I think it's we're in an era where when you're authentic, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like I think it's more of a question of people can feel it now. You know, you're basically in people's lives every week.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
You're probably more in contact with them than family members.
Right, yeah, that's true.
You're in their ears, you're on their TV.
Yeah.
It's like, Yeah, I think it's amazing. But yeah, I did see it. And it doesn't go unnoticed. I'm just telling you that. We're going to leave a little bit of housekeeping for us thing. But yeah. I'm working.
Well, we appreciate you for sure.
And like I always say, I always love to say good work sells itself anyways. Like LS is a really good product.
Right.
Why I think like, you know, us partnering with you, it's just been an amazing situation because yeah, we have like a lot of people that watch us, but like your product is like
it's
really
a good product.
Good.
Yeah. So we don't even have
to try hard to sell it. Because I feel like once people try it and they taste it, they're like, oh my God, this is so good. I should have been bought this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're really disrupting the mm-hmm. category in the cream liquor because a lot of people they like, oh yeah, of course I'm gonna go take, you know, that other thing that starts with a B.
Mm-hmm.
But like
the name who shall not be spoken, right?
but yeah, definitely I appreciate y'all.
Okay, so we're gonna get into this contest. Yes. So for the people who are like new listeners and everything, tell us a bit about the contest that you had.
So basically we did this contest, which is the LS Cream 5K Challenge contest, where people basically did their own
This is mine.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure if the person is watching right now the episode, she's like, oh my God.
She not.
I think
this is me. Rick coming up too.
Yeah. But anyways, so basically people could do homemade cocktails using LS Cream. They would tag us. They would tag, of course, Poor Minds. And basically, showcase one of our homemade cocktails. Mm-hmm. And guys, the response has been crazy.
It was crazy.
Yes, it was so many submissions.
Oh my God.
It was crazy. So people just submit. And today we're going to announce the winner.
Okay. I'm ready to know who the winner is.
Are we doing this?
I'm ready. Should we do a drum roll?
Do we have a drum roll?
Well, we can do a drum roll. And the winner is...
I don't know which camera it is, but I'm going to put it like this, guys. There you go. Woo! Ebony Newkirk. She won doing the LS Cream Colada, which you guys are drinking right now.
Fire. Yes, it's so good too, Ebony.
It was pretty much unanimous with the judges.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Dad. And so how are you guys feeling the drink?
It is so good.
It's delicious. That's what I just said. She did her big one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is so
good. So right now, what we're going to do is take it to Ty so Ty can give us a real breakdown of exactly what's in it.
All right. Congratulations, Ebony. This is the LS Cream Colada. And this includes, this is a blended cocktail. So we have some spiced rum, that LS Cream liqueur, some cream of coconut, pineapple juice, and some crushed ice. Blended it all together. Mm-hmm. We garnished it with some coconut flakes, some cinnamon, and then we put some pineapple fronds in there. So this is the LS Cream Colada. Cheers.
Yes, and it's good. And let me just add this too really quick, because I know, you know, I drink tequila and Lex drinks vodka.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually have tequila and vodka in ours, and it's so good. It actually even tastes good without the rum too.
Right.
So if you a tequila or a vodka drinker, you can use whatever kind of liquor you want to use, and it's still bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I wanted to add. One of the reasons I'm doing this convention and I'm talking to distributors and all the people from the industry, discovering LS for the first time sometimes, they taste it. They're like, it's really good, but there's something I'm not getting.
Mm-hmm.
That's because we use neutral grain spirits instead of whiskey, instead of rum, instead of vodka as our base for the product, meaning it mixes well
with everything else.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's the reason. So you get your alcohol intake without having the aftertaste of alcohol. Mm-hmm. So you mix the alcohol of your choice and you can do twist on that. And this is a twist on a pina colada, which is amazing.
It's so good.
So Ty, being a bartender who is highly skilled in your field, the best of the best, top tier, period. What is your opinion on the drink and like the flavors that mix together? And like, how did you feel making the drink?
So I made one of these for that earlier just to like try it out, make sure I'm blending it together very well. And it is actually really good. I'm not a super pina colada, super sweet cocktail drinker, but this is nice and well balanced. I was thinking to add lime, doesn't need the lime juice. Like, it just flows very good, very well together.
Mm-hmm.
The rum, the tequila, and the vodka, because I tried y'all's too.
Okay.
But like he said, it works with any spirit that you choose to include in it. Yummy. Ebony, you did your thing, girl.
You did, girl. You deserve to
and
win
let
that
me ask you one more thing, because I know people are going to be making this recipe at home. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being easy, 10 being hard, like, Like, how difficult or easy is it to make?
So I didn't blend it. That's the only difference that I didn't do. And that's just because didn't have a blender. Right. We're on camera, whatever, whatever. But so I did it shaking the cocktail. Super easy to make. You're just adding in all the ingredients. I will say that when you're adding that cream of coconut, sometimes it's super thick. So you really want to just add a little extra shake to it just to make sure everything is blended together. But whip this up in a couple minutes and easy sailing.
Okay. Yeah. Amazing. I like that.
And you guys, it was such a success that I want to announce breaking news.
Uh-oh.
We're running it back.
Oh!
Round two.
Look,
rent new. Listen.
Now, see, this time me and Lex might have to submit anonymously.
Look now.
Get
I
your
got
coins.
Something for you, Ebony.
I'm coming for you too.
And then you win. But yeah, running it back. So, guys, like, listen, we're gonna announce more details. But get your bottles, get your cocktails recipe ready because it's coming back.
Yay! I'm ready. Well, thank you so much, Steven.
We
really appreciate you. Y'all, make sure y'all look up this recipe. We're going to actually post it and get it made. You know what? We're only going to drink some of this weekend in Turks.
We probably are.
Oh, you guys are leaving now?
Yeah, we're leaving for Turks on Friday.
So by the time this episode drops, actually.
It's Friday now when they listening.
Right.
Listen, you guys, I'm going back to Montreal. Thank you, you guys.
Yes, thank you so much, Steven.
But thank you guys again.
Yes, y'all. Give it up for Stevens and LS Cream. This is good. I'm excited.
This drink is so good. And I feel like even if you know you're not in the tropics, like it's going to make you feel like you're in the tropics on your patio or in the backyard. Because that's what it's giving.
Speaking of patios, I'm moving.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want to talk about this real quick because I'm giving y'all a catch up because we never get to do this because we rarely do solo episodes
anymore.
I have just been like, I've been in my apartment, the same apartment for what, 3 years now? Two?
Well, I feel like it's been longer than that.
I think it's been three or maybe three.
Oh, the apartment. I thought you meant like the complex. Like the building.
Yeah, I've been in there for 3 years, right?
I feel like I've been longer than that.
I was at the other apartment longer. 2020? Yeah, I moved from my other apartment after the pandemic. Yes, because I was in my old apartment during the pandemic.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know why I thought you were already in this building. So, yeah.
Yeah, so it's been about 3 years. So, I'm finally moving to a deluxe apartment in the sky. And when I tell y'all, I'm so excited. But I mean, we were speaking on blessings and things earlier, and I just kind of had a full circle moment because when I think about my apartment when I first moved to Atlanta, I had a really like bad moment because when I went to my apartment complex, it was like $900 for a studio apartment. Mm-hmm. It was like $950. And I remember they showed me the model apartment. And y'all know the model apartment always is like super decked out and it's super fire. So I didn't go to the actual apartment that I was going to be living in. I was like, you know what? I'll take it. This is what I can afford, barely, but I'll take it. So when I finally got my keys, I had signed the lease. When I finally got my keys, the first day was the first time me seeing my apartment. Mm-hmm. I walked in my apartment. I didn't have a view of anything. You know, I'm in a mid-rise and it was white walls. It was just, I laid on the floor on the air mattress Drea had gave me and I cried myself
and that hole had a hole
and
in
it had
too,
a hole
so she
in
kept
it.
Having to refill
so,
it
true story I was sleeping in an air mattress in a studio apartment for $950 on the east side waking up every 3 hours to pump that bitch back up and I'm crying wiping them tears.
At least you had a mattress.
No, but that's all I could. I did. You know what I'm saying? To fast forward to be moving in an apartment on the 18th floor, you know, like a high rise, windows all around. Like, I'm just excited. And it's just a testament just to keep going. You know, it's not a house yet. You know, we get in there because I know y'all going to be in the comments like, ugh. Why are you wasting? It's not a waste of money. It's just a testament to where I'm at in life. And I can always remember being a young girl in Houston work. You know, we used to go to Grasshopper and all those clubs, Butterfly Lounge. And there was these high-rise apartments in the middle of downtown Houston. Mm-hmm. And they had the like the panoramic windows. And it was just, I just always remember looking at those apartments and being like, man, I cannot wait to have an apartment like that one day. And I always said, before I purchase a home, I do want to do the high-rise living. So the fact that I'm here in this moment, I'm super excited. So I got approved quickly because they seen that bank account and they was like, oh, approved. Period. So I got approved and I'm excited. And now we gonna be neighbors.
We are. That's actually the crazy part. Me and Lex gonna be neighbors because we live right near, like literally our buildings are right next door to
each other. Can't live without you, sugar.
Welcome to the high rise life.
Yes! I finally caught up to my sin.
But no, what I was gonna say though, like you also have to give yourself credit though, because you were saying like about your first apartment, but that apartment was small and stuff, but like you really like decked that shit out. Like that apartment was so nice. Like literally, I can remember like walking from outside in the hallway to like walking inside the apartment. It seemed like two different worlds. Yeah. Like you would forget that you was even in that building.
You know, one
it was
thing
so nice.
Yeah, one thing about me, I'm not gonna lie, my home decor taste, I eat.
Yeah, I mean, it was really nice the way you had that apartment deck. We actually recorded a few episodes in there. If y'all like scroll back down, it was like a gray wall.
Yeah, my gray mirror wall I had. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie, like my boyfriend recently moved into a townhouse, and baby, the way I have just put my touch in there, like it's just coming together so nice. But I really do have like a secret skill that a lot of people don't know about when it comes to home decor, because even my apartment I was in now, decked out.
Yeah.
My apartment right now is nice too. Beautiful. I was actually thinking about doing a video since I'm leaving now, just kind of show people how it looked, but I've already started packing it up. But
one thing about me and you though, we be so in sync, because have we ever talked about that either?
What?
Like the building you live in now is the building I first lived in when I first moved to
Atlanta. It's crazy because when I was sleeping on her couch, that was the building that she was in. And then when I moved from the east side to Atlantic Station, I was living in the apartment that I first was living at when I was sleeping on her couch. Mm-hmm. So
it's crazy.
Yeah, it's just, I just feel like it's
full
just
full circle moment.
It's always been full circle moments. Cause then, even when I moved in that apartment, that was an upgrade. Like it was a nicer apartment for me. And don't get me wrong, I've had an amazing experience at these apartments. I love it. It was just like a stepping stone. So now me moving into this high rise, the window, it's a beauty.
Well, I feel like, you know, you somebody now. You got to live somewhere they got a little concierge and stuff. And 24-hour security.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's more so about the security, a security thing, you know, for me. So I'm just really excited to be moving. And yeah, I'm proud of myself. I'll say that. I'm proud of myself. You know,
I'm proud of you too.
Yes.
We both came a long way from 2017.
I'm telling you, it's so crazy just looking at, you know, life now versus then.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P.
And it's your girl, Dre Nicole.
And one thing y'all know about us, we love to save money.
I love to save me some money, so that's why I love Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Because at the end of the day, who wanna stay on the phone with customer service? One thing about customer service, you call them, you be on the phone with them for 30 minutes, an hour sometimes. Who wants to have to do that? I love convenience.
Mm-hmm.
With Rocket Money, at the click of your finger, you can click and cancel your apps, cancel all of your subscriptions, and it's stuff that you forgot about for 3-4 months.
Yes. So what you're going to do is go to www.rocketmoney.com/poorminds and get all of those unwanted subscriptions canceled. I'm telling y'all, they have saved people over $500 million, okay? $720 per year. I'm telling you, you're not going to regret it. You sign up for things and you forget about it. I do that all the time. They'll show you a full rundown of things you signed up for and forgot about. So all you're going to do is go to rocketmoney.com/poorminds. That's rocketmoney.com/poorminds. Save you some money.
Period.
Stop wasting your money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/poorminds. That's rocketmoney.com/poorminds. rocketmoney.com/poorminds.
Okay, so we're going to get into these topics today. So I'm gonna let you introduce the first topic so you can spill to the girls. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so for the first topic, I really wanted to talk about this. And the topic is basically like, if it's not a hell yes, you know, it's a no.
It's a no.
I think that that's the philosophy and that's how you should take a lot of things in life, whether it's, you know, relationships, like romantic relationships, friendships, any type of relationships in your life. Like, if it's not a hell yes, it's a no.
Yeah.
I think people have a hard time walking away from situations because sometimes they'll feel like, oh, well, this person is showing me this every once in a while. Mm. Or they're giving me, like, this feeling 2-3 times out the week. But the other 4 days is something else. I think that you have to have the discernment to be like, if it's not yes all the time, it's no. And because I feel like, it's not to say that any relationship is not going to have its ups and downs and be perfect all the time. But I think that when someone consistently chooses you every day,
you
and again, this is more than like romantic relationships. This is also platonic relationships as well. You know, like, I think people know when somebody is not choosing them all the time. Mm-hmm. It's very obvious because you could be mad at somebody, but still know that they want to be here.
Yeah. It's crazy that you put it that way because me, I was talking to you about this earlier and you were like, you know what, friend? Because y'all know y'all be like, oh, Lex, you be in love every other day. And I get that. But
and
like
she
I,
do.
And I'm never going to stop. I told y'all I'm a lover. I'm built out of love. People be like, oh, I want to meet somebody and they fall in love with me. Baby, I come in love. The only way I'm going to stop loving you is how your actions play out what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? So I say all that to say is you said something to me today and it was like, okay, this is different. Because you were like, friend, you are so happy. You were like, you are really happy.
I be dropping them nuggets too.
Yeah, because you was like, I just, it's something different in me that everybody has noticed because this is the first time I feel like I've had, I'm not going to lie, this is the first healthy relationship I've ever been in 100% in all angles. Mm-hmm. So me and my boyfriend, we have this thing that we do. It's like, you know what? We know that we love each other. But sometimes he'll be like, you know what, babe? I don't like you today. And that's okay. Because he's like, this is what you're doing and it's aggravating me or vice versa. I'm like, you know what? I don't like you today. Mm-hmm. But we choose each other every day. Mm-hmm. I don't like you today. You're doing this and it's bothering me and it's getting on my nerves. And that's how I'm like, okay, you know what? Maybe I am doing too much. Or he's like, okay, you know what? I am doing too much. But I know even on those days where he don't like me, he still loves me. He's still choosing me. It's a hell yes every day.
I mean, yeah.
Because I came from a situation being, it's never a gray area in love. And I truly believe that.
Yeah.
It's black and it's white. You either love me or you don't. People be like, no, because sometimes everybody's not like that. No. If a person loves you, it's black and it's white.
You know, you made a really good point because I feel like, I'm not going to lie, like, I don't really be liking to talk about my relationship too much on the show, like, not in depth, mm-hmm. but, like, me and my man, we've been going through, like, this weird space mm-hmm. for, like, the past few months. But the crazy thing that I can say, which is kind of another thing that prompted me to want to talk about this topic today, is just that, like, no matter what we be going through, he called me every day.
That love gonna be there.
He called me every day. Like, even when we be getting into it, even when we be arguing. Like, it done been times when we was into it bad. We didn't have sex for, like, 2 weeks. Ooh. 3 weeks. Yeah, because I don't want to have sex with you. You got me you fucked straight. Up. I am straight. But the funny thing is that it don't even always be me. He a little straight, too, sometimes.
Yeah, he is.
So,
on my nerves.
So anyway, so yeah, but it's just like no matter what though, like he call me every day. Mm. He check on me every day. He try to see how my day going. Like even if he mad at me, he be like, all right, you straight, you need something, you good. And I just think again, that just goes back to like always choosing somebody. Mm-hmm. It's a hell yes.
It's a hell
even when you low-key like, no.
I don't like you
like,
today.
I don't like you today. You annoying me, you getting on my nerves.
It's still
but I'm
yes.
still not going to throw the towel in because it's still a yes. It's still a hell yes. And I think a lot of the time people like overlook those red flags because a lot of the time people be telling you it's hell no.
You
but you'll be taking it as
no.
Maybe they just upset today. Maybe they just been in a weird space. And see, that's the thing because I think I used to do that. Oh, because I've been in weird spaces with men that I've dated before. Mm-hmm. And it would be like a weird space. And I'd be like, oh, maybe this is just temporary. But then they would go days without talking to me. Mm. They wouldn't call me and check on me for a few days. Or like, if it's something that they told me that they were going to do, and then now we not in a good space, they wouldn't do it no more. Mm. One thing I can honestly say about my nigga, even if we in a bad space, if he tell me he going to do some shit,
he's gonna do
he
it.
Still do that shit.
Let me disagree.
Because it's a little deeper than that.
Yeah, well, let me disagree with the statement you made earlier, because you said something. You said because if they're not giving you a hell yes, they're giving you a hell no. Now, what I'm saying is they're giving you a hell no, but they're not straight up saying that either. They're giving you little seeds of hope just to keep you around. Because that's what manipulators do. That's what people with bad communication who just want you around so they're not lonely and they want you when they can have you. That's what they do. So that's why you're in a gray area. They're not saying hell no. If you were aware and you wasn't dickmatized, a pussy whipped, you would be able to see that.
But they are saying hell no.
They're not saying it in black and white is what I mean.
They're not, but I think... And maybe that's where sometimes I am a little bit of a fucked up person, because I don't always think people got to make shit black and white for you. Are you slow?
Yeah, you slow? They are. That's why we talking about it. Because if it's not a hell yes, it's a no.
So that's what I'm saying. So at the end of the day, you have to get to a point. And I say this with love, because I at one point used to feel like, oh, well, if they not saying no, it's not no. They don't got to tell you no, though.
Come on.
People don't got to tell you no. Like, actions speak louder than words. Sometimes people ain't going to never tell you shit. They just going to keep dragging.
They know you going to come over and drop that puss out.
Or it's just convenient. I think a lot of the time, especially with men will keep women around until they find that one. They're not going to tell you, though. They just going to keep fucking with you until they find that one, and then it's gonna be a no with you for sure. Then it's gonna be like, oh, we can't do this no more. But they're gonna keep dealing with you. So I feel like sometimes people don't have to give you like a black or white answer. Their actions show you how they feel. You have to love yourself enough to be like, okay, I'm gonna walk away from this situation, because sometimes it gotta be you. Because if it's not you, eventually it's gonna be him.
Yep.
And then your feelings gonna be even more hurt. Or it's gonna be, let me not even make this like just solely towards women. Or if you keep doing it, eventually it's going to be her. They'd be like, you know what? I'm actually cool on this. Mm-hmm. When you could have decided that you could have walked away. Because she been giving you signs, nigga. She been showing you.
And I'm glad you brought that up, too. Because you was like, they used to go like 2 or 3 days without talking to me. I had convinced myself that I was okay not talking to my partner every day, because I was dealing with men who were like, that's what was normal for them, which there's nothing wrong with that. If that's what works for you, that's fine. That's not what I really wanted. I convinced myself that it was okay for me not to talk to my partner every day, because that's what this man wanted. And to me, there are deal breakers that are larger than other ones, right? But to me, if it's too many small deal breakers, all that shit is going to pile up and it's going to be the demise of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You have to see eye to eye on more things than you don't.
I agree.
You don't have to see eye to eye on everything, but there needs to be more things that you're in agreement with and things that you're not. Like you said, you and your man get into it and he still calls you and checks in with you. Since the day I've been talking to my man, I haven't gone a day without talking to him.
I think anybody that can go longer than one day without talking to you, if you in a relationship, they don't love you for real. Like, they not worried about you.
Well,
like
I'll
that.
Say this. That's not everybody's case. Because some people, if you don't have to talk to your partner every day that you love, you need to find somebody else who's like that. That's what I'll say. There's different strokes for different folks. That's all I mean.
I agree with you. It is different strokes for different folks. But I just feel like... I don't know. I also just believe, like, if you're truly in love with somebody, you cannot go longer than a day without checking on them. I think people can be in relationships mm-hmm. and you can care about somebody and fuck with them. But, like, somebody that you really in love with, because if I don't talk to a person that I love for, like, a day, I'm wondering if you okay.
Right. Well, I guess...
It's deeper than, like, me trying to, like... I'm not trying to keep tabs on you or feel like you owe that to me, but like I'm literally concerned about you. Like I want to make sure you straight. So like not talking to you for a day or two, are you still alive?
Right. But I mean, but look at it this way. Me and you are best friends. I love you dearly. I don't talk to you every day.
But you see me post every day, or I see you post every day, or we text. We do text every day.
Yeah, we do text every day. But like I said, I guess I I don't understand.
Or I be seeing
either.
You on Twitter. I know you alive, bitch. You tweeting.
I tweet all day.
You do.
Clocking in. If you need to know, if y'all ever wonder if I'm missing, check my Twitter. If I didn't tweet for 30 minutes, somebody got me, bitch. I love, they could never make me hate
X. That's what I'm saying. And so it was like, and I, this is kind of off topic, but I was talking to my best friend, one of my best friends the other day, and she basically was just like, yes, one thing about you and your nigga, like, y'all, she was like, I can't even say it's you, it's both of y'all. Y'all don't stand on business with each other.
I do. I don't give a fuck.
She was like, y'all never, she was like, but
supposed to.
But she was like, but you, it's so crazy to watch this situation because you have always been a person who stand on business. You do not play when it comes to your relationships. Why are you rolling your eyes?
Because I just be thinking about the shit.
I stand on reason.
No, you do. And that's why I be laughing, because you always be like, because I'm about to do this and I'm about to do this. I'm like, okay, Miss Girl.
But yeah, she be like, y'all don't stand on business with each other. And so it was funny because I was just having a conversation with him and I didn't tell him who said it, but I was like, oh, I was talking to one of my friends and they was like, y'all don't stand on business when it comes to each other. Y'all be saying, we not gonna talk to each other. We gonna take a break. And then 2 days later, y'all be together. And he was like, well, am I supposed to stand on business with you when I'm trying to be with you and build a future with you? Like, all these games.
Ain't you up.
All these games don't need to be played. You try to stand on business with people that you don't want to be with.
Ooh, eight up. I tweeted that the other
day. It ain't nothing to stand on business on.
I'm not doing it, bro.
Yeah.
I want to feel vulnerable. I want to feel safe. Yeah. I want to feel like, hey, if I have an issue and I bring it up to you, I don't have to worry about you not talking to me for 4 days. I said this to you earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I am in a healthy relationship. It's so healthy. It makes me look back at my relationship and I was like, me and that man were at war.
Not at war.
I was 34 at war.
You right. And he was 34 at war too.
No, he was older than me.
He was?
I'm talking about,
I know,
he
was
for a long time.
He was 40 at war.
Don't do him like that. Cause you know he probably gonna watch this and be like, man, I'm he gonna write a diss about you.
I don't give a fuck. And that's gonna be his fault, cause then everybody gonna know who you is, nigga.
I'm just playing. But anyways, you know, I don't like to,
I low key used to like him though. Like, he was cool.
Yeah, he was
at one point.
He's a cool person. He actually is a cool person.
And
but
he ate that freestyle.
He
up.
Eats a lot of his stuff. I'm not ever gonna take away from his talents. But what I'm saying is, me and him together was not anything good. And I, like I said, God gonna throw that grain of sand. He gonna throw that pebble. He gonna throw that rock. He dropped that boulder on my ass. And that's what it took for me to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? He tested me again. Because every time we would fall out, he would do the same thing. Send me a text message. We laugh. But by the time he sent that text message, baby, I was deep. I was deep with my new bae. And it was hell. It's so outside of me being falling in love and me being a lover girl. It's so healthy.
I like your new bae. He make me laugh. He's funny. He is funny.
I know. But I'm just saying, like, it's just crazy because outside of like us getting along, it's just good to be in a happy relationship. And outside of being happy, it's always a hell yes.
And you
know. It feels good to be in a hell yes and not a gray or a no or a maybe. You know what I'm saying?
My bad.
What?
Because I was about to say, you know he funny if he make me laugh.
Yeah, because you don't think nobody funny, bro.
I don't.
And you really be sending me stuff like, girl, look at this.
What?
Of him.
Oh, yes. Because he's a riot.
Okay.
He's funny.
We gonna
but
move
you
on.
Funny too, though. Like, that's why I always tell people, like, that's how I knew you was funny for real. Because I was always, not that I'm like.
Not you the critique. the what's them people called?
Not that I'm the standard.
Ebert
and Roper.
Yeah. Of comedy. Drea be at the theater like this. Make me laugh, hoeing.
Not gonna lie though, for real. If somebody is consistently funny to me, you're really funny.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt about you when I first met you. I was like, this bitch is funny. She's hilarious.
Yeah. It's crazy. I'm just gonna bring this up real quick and we're gonna move on. Because what? I tweeted, I was like, y'all, I was on a date with my man and I asked him, do you have, like, I was trying to be freaky in my sexy bag. We was at the sushi spot getting drunk. I'm feeling a little nasty. And I was like, babe, is there like a little fetish or something?
Not that tuna going to your tuna.
This is not tuna. This is not tuna.
Sashimi.
This is grade A sirloin. That filet mignon.
It's steak.
I feel like it got a little, it's a little pink in the middle. So a little brown on the outside.
But tuna, but see, you think about tuna in a way that it stink. Like, I'm not...
You talking about the tuna steak, the tuna tartare?
The tuna, I'm talking about, like, the tuna, the high-level tuna.
That they be I'm never after. Fish. Never a fish.
Never
a fish. Never a fish. Never. Never gave that. Never. Not in the deep blue sea, bitch. Never gave Ariel, ho.
Mm-mm. I like Ariel.
Well,
she cute.
That's cool, cute for you. She cute. But anyways, so we getting drunk and I was trying to be sexy and cute. I was like, babe, do you have a, like a secret fetish that I don't know about? He was like, silence. And he ate me up bad. It was to the point to where we was both dying laughing, right? That's so nice. I tweeted it and it ended up going viral, right?
I saw that.
I had people in my comments for days telling me, this man don't love you. You need to leave. You are not his piece. You need to shut the fuck up. And I was like, bro, if y'all, that's why it's so crazy because I'm like, this is how I know the internet is not a real place. Because if y'all knew who my nigga was, y'all be like, oh,
he's unserious.
He is very unserious and he don't give you silence, bitch. So that's why don't ever go to the internet for validation. That's why it'd be so funny when people be saying comments to us on the internet like, oh, you bitches. You whores. No one will ever love you. You're going to be alone forever. People love us outside. That's why I say when you have a podcast or anything that you're pushing online, that's cool to have an online presence, but you need to have a presence in real life as well. People love us outside. I go outside.
And when
people
are
being mean to me on the internet, I don't delete tweet. I log off and I go outside.
Yeah, I be outside a lot. And on top of that, like... We have so many people around us in real life that love us. Like, not even people that we just meet randomly. But yeah. I'm talking about, like, our friends, our family.
Surrounded by love.
Like, surrounded by love.
Surrounded by love. Okay, so we're going to keep on the topic of love. We're going to get into the next topic. Because this actually goes into what we're talking about a little bit. Because you know what? I'm going to call this topic...
Like another love TKO.
No, we're not talking about love TKO now. Love didn't knock us out yet.
No, I don't. I just like that song. And you always say he look like your daddy.
He does look like my dad.
He do.
If y'all ever seen Teddy Pendergrass, you done seen my daddy, bitch.
Well, I don't think they've seen either of them.
Well, they in the same place, whole head nigga. Y'all gonna see him one day. We all will, bitch. But that's another topic. She has arisen, amen. But I'm
this bitch.
Sorry. I really have dark humor and I
No,
really,
we both do. Like, why would I say that?
No, but our dark humor is so bad we be on the phone.
I think sometimes though, that's why people think we be being mean to each other. But we really just be playing.
Yeah.
I think, but we get it.
Yeah, we get it. Yeah. We don't need them to get it. Fuck them hoe ass niggas, huh? Huh, girl. Fuck them
hoe ass niggas.
Say it, girl.
I can't say it like you though.
You said it good enough now. Okay, so I'm gonna call this topic Let Me Cater to You because I know I'm being annoying and I'm being that girl like my man, but somebody said something to me and the comments that me and Drea get, they never get to me, but it was just so funny to me because I saw somebody comment on the van clip. One of the clips that we did with Van went viral recently. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm so glad this episode drops on Friday because we can talk about this mm-hmm. now. And we were talking about the 50K topic and Van was giving his opinion. And somebody was like, you know, Van gives a very good point, which Van is very smart. He did give a good point. And I was actually agreeing with him with the stuff that he was saying. Y'all have to realize these clips are clipped. That was a 45-second clip of a 30-minute conversation. Mm-hmm. So, going back to what I was saying, he was like, man, it's so crazy how women expect men to provide and do all of these things, and y'all are using men for dates. Y'all don't want to cook. Y'all don't want to clean. Y'all can't even barely hold a conversation. And I was like, I wanted to reply, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to talk about this on the show because let me tell you something. When you and a person actually like each other, y'all will understand why a lot of times these men are providing for these women. And when I say provide, they're providing what that woman needs, whether it's taking her on dates, buying her flowers weekly, you know, just being thoughtful and thinking of her. When I say provide, I'm not necessarily talking about financial aspect. You're providing an experience for this woman, okay? And you're providing this experience, and guess what? In return, that woman is gonna love you down. A woman loves love, bitch. If you treat a woman like a human being versus a piece of meat that you're fucking, you're going to realize, oh, shit. This is how it is to be treated nice by a woman. Y'all be like, oh, women don't bring nothing to the table. This woman is going to cook, clean, never smell like onion rings. You know what I'm saying? She going to keep that whippersnapper real tight. Because you are loving her correctly. It is the circle of life, hoe-ass nigga. And y'all not following the motherfucking rules, bitch. Yes, these women. Beyonce was on a song talking about, let me cater to you. Jay-Z was loving her down. Still singing about Jay-Z.
Onion rings is crazy. I'm sorry.
I didn't like that.
I know who wrote it. But it's just like, at least from my personal experiences, onion rings don't even stink.
Yeah.
They kind of be smelling delicious.
You love Red Robin. Yum. Bitch, you a Red
onion
Robin.
Rings you be getting
that. You be getting that onion ring towel.
Don't give me. Look, onion rings smell delicious, first of all.
Dirty.
And but if you gotta get it real quick, these don't really smell good, but a good Funyun.
That does not, onion rings do not, they don't stink, but that's not how a body should smell, is what he meant.
No, facts, but bodies shouldn't smell like a lot of things, but you need to still be fucking them. Like,
Drea!
And I would prefer an onion ring over some of the smells that niggas be encountering.
What you done smelled before?
Me?
Yeah.
Fishy. I've smelled.
Cowhide.
A cowhide.
Sorry.
Pork skin.
Ooh. A pork skin is nuts. A crackling is crazy.
Pork skins. Sausage casing.
Ooh.
Remember that song that man said?
Do you know what duck butt is?
Yes. I Googled it when everybody was talking about it.
So duck butter, they say that's that stuff under like a man's balls when he don't clean real good. You know sometimes y'all scratch y'all balls and y'all sniffing and it stink. That's duck butter. I don't want that.
Duck butter don't smell good.
Duck butter. You shouldn't have duck butter, though.
You shouldn't have duck butter.
Duck butter, it gives like when you press your ear and you smell the back of your earring. That's what duck butter is.
Okay. Because I was going to say, what's the female equivalent of duck butter?
I don't think that we have like gunk under there because we don't really have folds like that. Well, some women do have folds. I'm not vagina shaming, but my vagina don't have like folds like that. But I think that's what happens when the skin is rubbing together. Are y'all gonna be honest in here? Y'all balls sometimes they don't be that fresh sometimes, right? Yeah, come on, dad. Dad said after they hoop.
Dad said after he hoop, he be like,
ooh, that duck butter stank a little bit. I think every man has had a little duck butter before, yeah. But you just gotta go wash it off. Wash that duck butter off.
I can't believe them old ladies used to be telling us to do shit when the whole time douching was the reason why it stank.
Yes. Come on now.
Oh, I know.
But okay, we got completely off topic.
I'm sorry, my bad.
But wash that duck butt off. But we get back to
the point that I was making was that like
onion rings.
He didn't really eat that the way he did. Because when I had walked in the house, my daddy used to make onion rings. I used to be like,
so your daddy smelled like onion rings?
No, he used to make them.
But sometimes you
he used to cook them.
No, but sometimes you smell like the food you cooking. See, Ty, no.
My daddy.
Ty probably smell like a pina colada right now.
What? Let me say, I can see that. The dress is giving.
I
was going to say that. Beautiful. It looks very tropical, very vacationish. But
she want to talk about Turks so bad.
Okay, wait. So anyways, no, one thing I'll say about my daddy, not to make this about him, but my daddy used to smell the fuck good. I think that's why like I kind of have like a fetish for like fragrances and like men that smell really good. It started with my daddy. Like
I can tell your daddy smelled good though.
And I swear my mama will tell you this. My daddy used to smell so fucking good all the time. Like he had a collection.
I believe of, like, it. You know how I can know your daddy smell good?
I don't want to. I feel like you about to get on my fucking nerve.
I can tell your daddy smelled good because, like, every picture I seen him in, he had them wrinkles in his forehead, right?
What does that mean?
I can't do the I can't do the face because I got Botox.
Yeah.
But that means he was going like this. And that forehead was wrinkling up because he knew when he walked in the building, the hoes knew he was there.
I ain't gonna lie. My daddy, used to
your daddy
good
got the wrinkles in his forehead because he was walking in like them.
My daddy.
Because them hoes knew. Like, your daddy was sauced up for real.
He was. He was cute. He was cute back in his days.
Yeah. Man. I mean, he's a handsome man from the pictures that I've seen.
Yeah, he was.
When you got that tattoo, he was looking like this. Girl, that's how your tattoo.
He was not looking like that.
Bro, I really want you to show the camera. Because them wrinkles is in.
I'm not showing it because I know Javi going to zoom in.
I'm going to tell y'all, she not going to show it, but her tattoo, her daddy looking like this.
Girl, I'm going to show it just because, no, he was not.
Her daddy like this. You can see the wrinkles, though. Because he giving them that.
Ooh. Yeah, okay. You see it. Y'all. And Javi.
You can see it. That's what I'm saying. He was like this.
He digs his movie.
Yeah,
though.
So that's
shout
what
out
I'm saying.
To my daddy.
But getting back to the point of let me cater to you. Like I said, y'all gonna murder me for this in the comments. I know y'all are, but I'm gonna be honest.
Because you ain't even brought up your point yet.
Yes, I was with a man for 7 years, and I did not cook for him not one time. I didn't cook for him not one time. The one time I did kind of cook something, it's like I just like literally put like boudin in the oven. I would go to his house.
I like boudin though.
Boudin with fire every time, but that's not cooking.
And that booty.
Not booty and boudin.
That booty.
That's not like
and
a good
booty.
Party. See, this one. Shut the fuck up, bro. Let me get to the point.
I'm sorry.
So I say all that to say I was with a man for 7 years on and off, and I never, like when I would go to his house, I wouldn't really clean. I wouldn't really cook. I didn't care about doing that for him. But like I said, subconsciously, I knew I wasn't being loved properly and vice versa. There was things that he probably wasn't doing for me because I wasn't loving him properly. I'm not going to put all the blame on him. So that's why I said, y'all going to eat me up in these comments. Like, how can you be with somebody for 7 years and you never cooked or cleaned and he wasn't doing X, Y, Z? Because we were toxic for each other. When I tell y'all, I mean that cooking in that kitchen, whipping it up. Because I was like, oh my gosh, I actually like to cook. And I forgot that because I was like, I like cooking for people.
You used to cook for me all the time.
I'm telling you, I really, and it's so amazing because I'm like, oh man, I really enjoy being in the kitchen. And that's because I'm being loved properly. So I was able to be reminded of that. So it's like, I like cooking for people. Like, well, you know how when you cook for people and everybody be like, ooh, this shit good. You sit in the corner like this. Yeah. That's how I be doing.
Like this.
Yes. Yes. So I feel like y'all talking about, oh, women don't bring nothing to the table. Now, obviously, we bring more things to the table outside of cooking and cleaning. But I think a lot of the things that men look to when you're talking about like basic things that you want, women do still do that. Very much so.
I think women bring people to the table. And anything else is extra.
What
anything
you mean?
Anything else you lucky that we literally bring people to the table.
Like having babies?
Yes.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah.
We are literally the reason why the world is populated.
Yeah, absolutely.
So anything else is just like, you know,
it's icing on the cake. Yeah, but I say that because I haven't brought a person into this world. So, but I value...
Me either.
You know what I value about myself? I value curating a home. I value bringing peace to a situation. Like when somebody can really ask me like what I would bring to the table, I hate having this conversation. But if somebody really asks me like, what do I bring peace. I curate a home. Like I feel like if a person has been out all day working and they have the troubles of the world, they'd be like, oh, I can't wait to get home to my girl because I know I'm going to feel peace. I'm going to feel safe. I know I'm some food cooked. I know I'm have a listening ear. I'm going to just feel good. Like, I'm a safe space. And that has nothing to do with how much money I got, how wet and warm and gushy it is, pussy. Oh, that's another topic.
It's not the big topic.
Sorry. But I'm saying, that's all the extra stuff that, but you can get that from anywhere, though. You can get a bad bitch anywhere. You can get that usher, gusher, pussy.
You can't get that anywhere. Sure, that's a lie.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. But what I'm saying is that those are things that, like, don't matter. Like, but that's what I feel like. Like, I can really curate a home. Like, I can really, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's what's valuable to me.
I mean, mean, and that's important. But like you say, you have to be in the space to want to do that for somebody. Mm-hmm. I think that that is why men, the men that get online and say that, those are men that like women have not wanted to create that space for you.
Right. Because you didn't give them a...
Because for whatever reason, you didn't make them comfortable enough. Because I feel like women naturally by nature, we're a nurturer.
Yes.
We're going to turn a house into a home. Come on. I mean, for real though. We just innately have that ability. Like it's in us. Yes. You know? So if a woman is not doing those things for you, you have not made her comfortable to feel like she needs to create that space for you.
Right.
So you need to ask yourself as a man,
what am I doing?
Because people always be like, oh, well, y'all grandmothers and X, Y, and Z was doing shit. Like, first of all, let's chat about it, though.
Uh-oh. Come on now.
Let's chat about it. Like, yeah, our grandmothers was doing that shit because they were being stay-at-home mothers, stay-at-home wives. But part of the reason why their job was to take care of the home and take care of the kids was because back in the day, men was really doing hard labor.
Y'all need to get back in the field, niggas.
I mean, it ain't
go even... Go build some railroads,
but
niggas.
I'm just being real, but not trying to be funny, but for real, though, that's the type of work men used to have back in the day.
Mine used to be coal.
They used to be building fucking railroads, mining coal, being at... What? Working at plants.
My mama used to work at a plant now.
Working at plants, working on ships.
Yeah.
Like, people really used to be doing hard, building buildings.
Yeah.
Construction.
Yeah.
People really, and it's obviously it's still men that do construction, but I think these days it's a lot more jobs, especially for us as the Black community. Men are able to get a lot more, like, leisure, not leisure, but, like, jobs that are not as hard on the body.
Right. So you're able to come home and
have
help.
More education now.
Yes, yes.
So at the end of the day, like, niggas is not out in the field for real no more. Like, but you want me to do everything? Why you can't do? You was sitting inside all day.
You work at Google, nigga.
Nigga, you was sitting in the air conditioner.
You an engineer at Google. You make great money, but you've been sitting on your butt all day. You better come and pick these greens like me and peel these potatoes.
So why you can't wash some clothes too? Hey. Like, why you can't wash a dish or two too? If I cook the meal, why you can't wash the dishes?
Come on now.
You know, like, so I think that men these days, I don't know. I think if people are looking for things to go back to being to how they were 70 years ago, 100 years ago, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair
assessment. Because at the end of the day, you niggas also don't be working as hard as them niggas used to be working.
Yeah, I agree. But I do feel like a household...
And the cost of living is higher. Sometimes it's like we both gotta work.
That's what I was just about to say. I believe a household should be 50-50. Not as far as paying the bills.
No, I'm not talking about paying... That's where you lost me, sister.
Me personally, I don't...
I was with you until...
No. I'm talking about 50-50 as like we're both contributing as far as making the household function and run. You know what I'm saying? Like, there is going to be some type of balance. Like, okay, he's paying the mortgage. He's paying the bills. He's doing this. So, yes, I'm going to make sure... You know, I'm going to curate the home. I'm going to do this. I just feel like... Whatever your 50-50 is, figure it out. Me and my man know what our 50-50 is.
Well, if you're not doing certain shit, I just kind of feel like, what is your value in a relationship? Like, everybody should have roles.
Yes.
Everybody should have something that they're doing. Even with me, for example, like, once I get a home, once me and my man have a home together, I don't see, like, I definitely want to have, like, a cleaner come sometimes because I feel like I plan on having like a big home where
yes,
it's like that might be a lot for me to just take care of by myself. But it's certain things. If we having to outsource people to do everything, then what the fuck you need me for?
Right.
Like,
cause I think a cleaner is not bad. Cause I know they're gonna be in this comment saying something. But Jackie Aina, I love her. Y'all know I talk about her all the time. She has a home, very large home, her and her man live in. She was like, I have a cleaner that comes. I can't remember how often she said they come, but it's like if you have a big, big home, that's a lot.
Well, sometimes with women, I think especially when they get with men who have a lot of money, they feel like, oh, well, like we can afford a nanny, we can afford a cleaner, we can afford a chef, we can afford all of these things. And I think those things are nice to like help a little bit with things. But then it's like if the nanny, the chef, the cleaner, the gardener, all these people doing everything all the time, like,
what you doing?
What the fuck the nigga need you for?
Right. No, I agree. You should definitely step up.
And you're not working and you're not bringing any money in. It's just kind of like, yeah, I get it to a certain extent. Like, what?
That's why I said the household should always be 50-50. And when I say 50-50, it's not always about finances.
Yeah, it's
not. When people hear 50-50, like you said, you was like, oh, No, you lost me there. No, I'm not talking about finances. To run a household is more than just paying the bills. You know what I'm saying?
You have to actually like run the house.
Yeah, you got to run the house. You know, some millionaires and billionaires have houses so big. There is a job title out there called a house manager. Mm-hmm. These people have a job of literally running a house and making sure people are there to cut the lawn. People are there to clean the pool and shit like that. Like there is a job title for that that has been created. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot to like manage a house and run a house and keep everybody on schedule, especially if you have kids. Mm-hmm. But back to the point at hand, and we're going to wrap this up. It's very easy to get a woman to cater to you. All you have to do is be a decent man and treat her right. And this goes not even to just relationships. Even if you and a woman, maybe y'all aren't going to be together forever. Maybe you are in a situationship and y'all just are friends with benefits. It's okay to treat a woman like a human being. Mm-hmm. Just because you're fucking somebody doesn't mean you have to treat them like you don't know them in public or y'all can't say hey to each other or you have to just give them the bare minimum. I seen a tweet the other day. And a guy was like, man, I walked in this whole house and her handle was gone. It looked like the handle on her bathtub or something had fell off. Mm. He was like, I'm never coming over here again. And a guy had retweeted.
Because the handle, damn, he's street. But maybe you're just a little loose.
But what I'm saying, a guy had retweeted and he was like,
or if you see how like tossing.
Right. But he said, this is how I know y'all fumble. Because $20 at Home Depot and a conversation, that girl would have been melting in your hand. Because all you had to do is be like, you know what, babe, let me fix this for you. Mm-hmm. And he was like, people were like, well, I'm not doing that for a situationship. You can't treat a woman like a human being. $20 and a screwdriver, bro.
And you not doing it for a situation, but like, you not going to fuck with her no more over like a $20 problem.
Like, bro.
That sounds so stupid.
But that's what I'm saying. Y'all change the narrative because y'all want to be like, oh, y'all tripping. Y'all act like everybody got money. Everybody got this. Everybody got that. But at the same time, when you do see somebody who maybe doesn't know how to fix something or somebody who is struggling or whatever, y'all want to dehumanize them. Mm-hmm. So it's like, is it Uchiwale or One Mic, bitch? Which one is it? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I think if somebody needs help that you are involved with, whether it's somebody you love, or somebody that you're just fucking, it's okay to treat people with respect, bare minimum, and help them out if they need it. Like, if I had a nigga I was just fucking and he needed something, like something that's not, you know, not like he asked me to pay his rent or
what
something.
What if he asked you for $1,000?
$1,000. I'm not gonna lie. No. No, ho ass nigga. Okay.
Would you laugh like that?
No.
Feel like you would laugh like that, though.
I said little things. Like, if
okay, what if he asked for 500?
No. I mean something little like,
what about 200?
Shut the hell up.
Legs. What's $200 to a bottle?
You know what? How I'll make him $200? Maybe he got a little business promote. I'm going to promote it on the show. You going to make $200.
What if he massage your feet for an hour?
Girl, I can go to the nail shop and get that done, bitch.
You going to pay $200 to them people, too.
At the end of the day, if it's something little that I can do to help a person. Like I said,
what?
If this is a man I'm fucking and say he got an ebook or something, or say he got a business to promote. Hey, go get your plumbing done by Darius. You got a toilet? You need some pipes fixed? Darius going to hook you up, man.
I like plumbing by Peter.
Hey, if you got a little club, hey, y'all, go to the local Shake It Down Fast, the juke joint.
The juke joint.
I got a whole platform I can promote.
By like, Deshaun.
That's what I'm saying. Just because I like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. You can do things for people and you don't have to dehumanize them or treat them like, oh, I'm just fucking you. I don't got to do nothing. I just think people, like, we forget that people are still humans, you know?
People need help.
Yeah, it's just a little weird. So the fact that he was like, oh, I ain't never coming back over here again. And the guy was like, if you would have just fixed it, this girl would have been melting in your hands. So, yeah, y'all don't have women bending over backwards for you because you're rude and you're mean.
I agree with him.
Nasty.
Because then it's different, though, if you go and then it's like a mattress on the floor with pee on it or something. Then you can't work through that.
Pee is nuts. Is it a dog in there? Because who peed on the
mattress? That's what I'm saying. Like, that's stuff that you can't really work through. Like, I can't help you with these. I got to go. I gotta go.
I don't like that. Okay. So now it's time to get
into the bed.
Bow. Okay, so in honor of your birthday episode, we're going to talk about birthday sex.
Girl, you know Girl, you know
Eat your birthday, though, you know I won't do Sit more easy and sit up on my couch.
We is sitting on our couch.
Smooth, chill. Sipping the Moezy.
We came a long way. Now we got a couch.
Okay, so
well, I mean, I had a couch. Mm-hmm. We just chose to sit on the floor. I don't. Why did we do that? Why didn't we want to sit on the couch? Because
the cords couldn't reach with the plug when we couldn't set it on the table and sit on the couch because the cords couldn't reach.
Because you used to be the technical person. I just used to be there.
So I wanted to talk about birthday sex today. I feel like birthday sex, I wanted to ask, does birthday sex differ from the sex that you have on a regular basis?
Not if it's good.
What you mean? What you mean not if it's good?
If you having good sex on a regular, then I don't think birthday sex is going to be different.
But you don't think like it's your birthday, like you should pull out something extra?
I do that anyways, because that's how I am.
Now, I get it, but I feel like sexually, there's so many different things to explore, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like if you and your man are having good sex on the regular, there's no problem. But maybe there's something in the back of your mind that you wanted to try or something that you haven't got the guts to do. Most of the time, you're drunk on your birthday. So I feel like this is the moment that you can pull out something that you wanted to try and you don't get no judgment. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you've ever wanted to, like, role play, bring in a toy, like, anything. Like, that stuff sounds basic, you know, to us, but sometimes people don't use toys in the bedroom.
Right. That's why I think we should have that's why I think we should have had another person for this topic. Cause, because I'm going to do what I want, whether it's my birthday or not.
But not everybody is like that. I do feel like.
I know, but I thought you was asking me.
I am asking you. But I feel like on my birthday, I'm not going to lie. I do feel like you need to do something different on my birthday.
Like what? Like
I don't know. Surprise different? Me, ho-ass nigga.
Give me an example.
Like, I should walk in and see, like, a sex swing hanging from the ceiling. Like, oh, my goodness.
But that's regular.
For you, bitch, I've never used a sex swing.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. So, I feel like birthday sex should already be different because, one, most of the time, we should be out the country on some shit. Or we should that's be in fair. A hotel. And y'all know how I feel about hotel sex. Hotel sex is nasty because we ain't got to clean this shit up, okay?
Yeah.
It better be nut on these walls, right? I want to shit on these walls, right? Y'all remember Scary Movie? It's time to get real motherfucking freaky.
Shitting on the walls is too freaky for me.
But that's what I'm saying.
Now, you want to talk about what stank.
Okay.
Like we were talking about earlier.
That's what she's saying.
On the walls?
But I'm just saying, I want to tear this motherfucker down. I feel like we having sex in a hotel.
Why you don't have an example, though?
Like, remember when I told y'all a long time ago, when I told y'all that story, that man, when he poured wine all over me? That's the type of shit I want.
Was that exciting?
A little bit.
I hope so.
It was. I'm not gonna lie. I was mad because I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna have a yeasty tomorrow. Yeah. I'm gonna be baking bread in this motherfucker.
Yeasty boy.
I'm gonna be walking around making a croissant. Mm-mm. But I'm not gonna lie, it was kind of like, oh my God,
more like a baguette. I don't think a croissant.
A baguette.
Croissant's kind of like delicate.
Okay, but my pussy was a little sore the next day. I say all that to say it was exciting though. I was a little mad, but it was like, oh my God, it took me by surprise. So yes, I feel like birthday sex should be a little different from the sex.
So like a little hot candle wax on your
something,
coochie.
Do something that's gonna make me be like, oh my,
second degree burn.
Something. I need to wake up the next morning and be like, what the fuck was last night? You birthday sex should be different.
Mm.
Good sex can happen every day. I get that. What I'm saying is it should just be a little adventurous. Y'all need to be, I don't care how good your sex is, what toys you use, you need to do something on your birthday that it's like, that's not something y'all do on the regular. I think that's how you keep things exciting.
You know, I'm really not trying to be funny though. That's the crazy thing. Like, I think when I was like 27, I could have probably been like, yeah, birthday sex needs to be special. I can't really think of too many things I have not done.
Maybe he can
unless it's like adding somebody else in.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, even something like that. Maybe time up and just...
But I've done that too, just not with...
But that's what I'm saying.
This person.
Maybe just time up and beat the hell out of him. He might like that.
No, I'm not about to do that.
But sometimes people like that.
That's not exciting to me.
But sometimes people like that. They want you to talk down on them. You little nasty whore.
I asked you though, would you be okay with somebody putting a collar on you and you walking you like a dog? And you said no.
But you know
so
what?
Like the crazy thing is that you trying to have this conversation with me right now, but you not really that adventurous.
But I'm not gonna lie,
cause I would let somebody walk me like a dog.
And
I ain't gonna
take
lie
that back. If it was his birthday,
I might like that.
If it was his birthday and that was something he wanted to do, call me Rover, bitch.
Or maybe a cat.
I'm finna walk around that room. Is this his birthday? Baby, I'm finna be in that bitch like...
What if he had a like little whip and he was spanking
you? I'm Clifford, bitch. The big red motherfucker.
I don't... that's what cats...
Oh. Roo. Whoop. Real. And I'm gonna open the coochie every time I say that. Whoop. There it is. Whoop. There it is. That's exactly how I'm gonna bust it open.
I know.
I'm telling you, I just think birthday sex should be something y'all have never done before.
I hear you. That's fair.
Be open-minded.
But the thing is, I am. That's why I feel like I've done so much shit. I am open-minded. So that's why I think at this point in my life, I'm not saying that birthday sex should not be special and it should not be you trying something different. I just, at this point in my life, I really can't think of anything that would make birthday sex special for me because I do everything on a regular basis. I did some crazy shit a few weeks ago.
I don't want to know.
I might tell you off camera.
No, thanks.
I think I already told you.
I'm cool.
It was fun.
All right. So,
why are you making that face?
Can y'all in the comments, though, give Drea some ideas of things that she can do for her birthday? Because obviously...
I done been tied up.
That's what I said. Maybe.
I done been blindfolded. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. This is probably TMI. I haven't had BV in like 4 years,
okay.
5 years. Like, it's been a long time.
Okay, but anyway.
I feel like that happened when you don't really like know how to care for your coochie.
But no, sometimes it just, that shit can happen overnight. Like something literally like, you can have sex with somebody and they didn't have sex with somebody else. And you can wake up and you can have BV.
Like I just said, not knowing how to care for your coochie.
Well, that's not, but what I'm saying is if you have sex with somebody mm-hmm. and you wake up in the morning.
With no
you
condom.
Have, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, men cheat. Men do whole ass shit. So what I'm saying is you've been blessed enough to not be in that situation. But sometimes BV is not about a woman not taking care of her body. It just be like fucked up shit done happen. You know what I'm saying?
It's not about not taking care of your body, but a lot of things can prevent it.
Yeah, it can prevent it, but you being strict too. Sometimes that condom, sometimes you gotta slide that motherfucker off, no? Hey.
I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying?
But the point that I'm making,
yeah.
I only said that, bitch, because you was trying to be funny.
I wasn't trying to be funny.
Talking about it's a little, probably
I know,
a little beef.
To the room smell like onion rings.
The room don't never smell like onion rings.
But I thought you said it was okay to smell like onion rings.
I said it's okay for the room to smell like onion rings if somebody cooking them. I didn't say it's okay for the room to smell like onion rings if you fucking.
Okay, okay. Oh, I just had to clarify.
Tuna. Milk.
I told you it was filet mignon. Okay,
but okay, filet mignon.
Before we move on, y'all in the comments, please let Drea know some freaky stuff that she can try for her 33rd. She has risen and so has he. I'm going to jail. Okay.
Please.
Come on. So now it's time to get into the bop. Hey.
The bop.
Ow.
The bop.
Bow.
Bow.
Bow. Bow. Bow. Bow. Okay, Drea, what you been listening to this week?
Beyonce.
Oh my God.
We have not talked about Beyonce's album. We have not talked about Cowboy Carter.
So cold.
And like at the end of the motherfucking day, let me tell you something.
Oh Lord.
Why are you saying all
grab my LS crew?
I love this album. Like at first, gotta keep it real with y'all, I was kind of like nothing on top Renaissance. It's not happening. Fucking way, because Renaissance was that girl. And then let's not even get into if you actually went to the tour. So I was just like, it's no way this is gonna have me in a chokehold the way Renaissance had me in a chokehold. I was so motherfucking wrong from front to motherfucking back.
Yeah.
The whole fucking album bangs. And the crazy thing is, she said that she was supposed to drop this album before Renaissance. Mm-hmm. And I actually, like, towards the end of the album, like, I feel like the last four or five songs, you can actually hear, like, how this was probably supposed to drop before Renaissance. Because a lot of the songs, like, towards the end of the album, kind of have, like, certain, like, synchronies house and sounds that kind of go into the Renaissance album. So, it's just so good. Like, but my favorites on the album is Hands to Heaven. Mm-hmm. Two Hands to Heaven. Tyrant. Riverdance. Levi's.
Levi's Jeans.
And Two Most Wanted.
So,
what's yours?
I'm going to give a full spiel on Cowboy Carter. So, first things first, my favorite songs are Tyrant, Bodyguard,
and Levi's. Oh, I love Bodyguard, too. I forgot about that.
So, this is what I have to say. A lot of people had a lot of critiques to give her. And this is the thing. Y'all have to understand music to really give a fair review. If somebody who has been listening to country music their entire life wants to give me a review about a Jay-Z album, I don't want to hear their review. Mm-hmm. Because you have no knowledge on hip-hop and what it truly is. Mm-hmm. So a lot of y'all coming in talking about, oh, this album is horrible. If you didn't like country music, you should have known this album wasn't for you. So mm-hmm. we don't need your commentary on it. And I'm not saying I'm the most educated on all genres of music, but I've never hid the fact that I love country music. I done put y'all on so much country music over the years. Y'all know. When I tell you this is an album that story tells, it tells a story. And if you know the history of country music and what it is, it's supposed to tell a story.
And to be fair, like, also, I haven't necessarily been, like, a country music connoisseur, but I am from Texas. So I feel like I grew up, like, hearing country music a lot. And it is certain songs, like it is certain artists, certain songs that I like that I will listen to. But the crazy thing about this album to me is that it's like, it's not really a country album. Like, Beyonce kind of ate when she said it's not a country album, it's a Beyonce album. Mm-hmm. Because it's still not really...
I mean, Spaghetti is not a country song.
I mean, it's a few songs on the album that's not necessarily country songs. So I feel like it's not really a country album. It's Beyonce doing what Beyonce does. And she ate that.
Well, I'll say this too. A lot of people need to understand that there's different genres of country. Y'all look at country as being one thing. Just like there's different genres of hip hop, you got trap music. You know what I'm saying? You got gangsta music or whatever. You got Southern
music.
What do they call it?
You is really 73.
I am. You know what I'm saying? But they have different genres of
I think the kids call it drill music.
Drill music. I mean, well, I'm thinking of like, I was thinking of like California. What do they call California music? No, not hyphy. I'm thinking about like Nipsey
Hussle.
Not
the Beach Boys. Your ass giving 73 too.
When you think about like old school, like Ice Cube and Eazy-E records, what would you categorize that as? I would say like gangsta music. What else do you call... What would you categorize Eazy-E, Ice Cube, N.W.A., Dr. Dre music? Gangsta music, right?
Niggas with attitude.
Okay. Gangsta music. So, I say all that to say there's different genres in hip-hop just like there are with country music. And to me, yes, this is a Beyonce album, but if I had to categorize this, it's pop country. You have your deep bluegrass music in country, okay? Mm. That's not what this is. So if you're looking for that bluegrass sound, that's not what Beyonce was giving y'all, okay? So I feel like she did an amazing job. She did her research. This is not something that she just woke up and decided to do. Y'all have to realize...
She had legends on this album. She had Willie Nelson.
CMAs? The CMAs that had did her dirty? She said she felt so uncomfortable at the CMAs.
Yeah.
Y'all have to realize that lady left that building with a plan. When she left the building that night, everything started there.
I mean, but she has so many legends on the album. Like, she had Willie Nelson, Dolly, she had Alinda Martell, she had Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, like, I'm not trying to be funny.
People to stop playing on Beyonce top.
And stop playing with Miley Cyrus top, because Miley Cyrus is a legend in her own right, too. I would give that status to Miley. Miley comes from country roots.
Miley had
one of the best covers of Jolene in history. Yes, I said it. She had one of the best covers of Jolene in history. And Beyonce did Jolene justice. Y'all was so mad how she rewrote it.
I loved it because I feel like I could vibe more with that. I could never vibe with begging no bitch to not be with my nigga or being like, don't ruin our family, please. Please, I need this nigga.
Don't do Dolly like that now.
No, I'm not doing her like nothing. I'm just saying the original version, yeah, which was a classic, which I did listen to as well. I'm not going to like act like I never listened to it. But I vibe, I bang with Beyonce version.
Not I bang. You too ghetto for the... See, that's why they said keep these mirrors out of here. I bang with Jolene, bruh. Well, oh, God.
Didn't Beyonce, oh, say, God, didn't Jolene Beyonce say that on the album? No, didn't she say, I got shooters and I bang, bang?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, but listen. The lyrics to Jolene, the Beyonce version.
She said she will... Bitch, she said, if you want to.
She said, I'm warning you, don't come for my man.
Yeah, don't play with me. Don't play with my nigga. You cannot ruin his family.
Ooh.
He gonna ride for me.
But okay, can I say something before we move on? Beyonce said, there's 1,000 girls in every room that act as desperate as you do.
You a bird gonna sing your tune.
You know what's crazy? People were really mad at that line because they were like, nobody wants Jay-Z. Beyonce, you're delusional. It's rapping about your man.
Nobody want a billionaire.
Y'all are crazy.
Y'all are nuts.
If Jay-Z divorced Beyonce today and he slid in your DMs, y'all going. So stop getting on the internet and acting like Beyonce is delusional when she be in these rooms. And there's probably been hella women who have disrespected her in front of him, just hoping that they can get a sliver of his time. She's writing from her experience. So y'all be trying to be like, oh, Beyonce, you're delusional. No, she's not. She's speaking from experience.
I don't even be caring. I want to be a delusional billionaire. I can't wait.
Okay. So I can only pray. So Cowboy Carter is a hit. I hope she does go on tour. Speaking of tours, I got my tickets to the Meg tour this summer. I'm excited. Oh,
I'm excited too, but you didn't give me tickets.
I can only get two.
And it's my birthday.
Girl, that concert is in July. That's not your birthday, bitch.
I'm saying it's my birthday. It was close to my birthday when you bought the
ticket. I had to get a ticket for my sister.
You should have got three.
I couldn't. They had two left. I had to refresh the cashta. What's it called? The cashta? Cashta? Y'all know what the hell I'm talking about. I had to pick which one got a bike.
I love jazz, though, so it's fine.
Okay, so anyways, yeah, I'm going to make a show. But anyways, my bop of the week, I love to see new emerging artists just do their big one. Y'all know I usually shout out, like, smaller artists and indie artists, but I had to shout out a big artist this week that has just been doing her thing. Her team is amazing. And I always say, there's so many talented people out there, but you're only going to go as far as how good your team is. Tyla, her album... solid.
It is. I agree.
Solid. This girl is talented. And I was pleasantly surprised because I'm not going to, what was the first? Maybe it's when I thought it was like, oh, this is a cute little bop, but it was giving like a TikTok viral moment. I'm not big on the TikTok trends. Y'all know Auntie O. I want to hear something. When she dropped that album and I heard that song Art, mm-hmm, that, and it's still going viral on TikTok, but outside of it going viral on TikTok, the lyrics, I don't know who wrote that song. I don't know if it was her, somebody else. I didn't do my research on it. That is a beautiful song. It is beautifully written. And I'm not gonna lie, I see some longevity for her. I really do. She's beautiful. She can dance. She can hold a note. I'm rooting for Tyla.
They said they feel like she the new age Rihanna.
I do think the route that they're taking, how they're trying to market her, because y'all got to remember Rihanna in her early days, she was making the what's it called music, the Caribbean type music.
She was
making if it's loving that you want, then you should make me come, Mr. DJ, something to replay.
Come, Mr. DJ.
Yeah, like that's the kind of music she was making. We can't say what type of music she's gonna make 10 years from
Rihanna
now.
Was singing her heart out.
Please, Mr. DJ, tell me if you hear me.
Turn the music up
right now. She was like this. It goes one by one, even two by two. What goes one by one and two by two, girl?
Everybody on the dance floor, apparently.
Let's go dip it low. They gonna bring it up slow. That was a good, cute tune.
It was.
But yeah, but I'm not going to lie. I'm rooting for Tyla. I think the way they're marketing her, it makes sense how people are comparing the two careers. So
I think so, too.
I'm excited to see where she goes. I think she's a good artist. I like
her album, too.
It's a solid album. Yeah, I listened to it. I listened to it like twice. So that was one of the songs that caught my ear. But I'm going to, you know, listen to it some more and see what grows on me.
Okay. So now it's time to get into the item of the week. Mm-hmm. So for the item of the week, I wanted to talk about my hair this week. Because I have some braids. And we actually just started working with a new hair company called Crowns of Love.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, the company's like mission statement, they are basically a company where they donate wigs and hair to women who have cancer, women who have alopecia, women who have suffered from hair loss. Like, they normally donate hair, and she's actually about to start her own company where she actually sells the hair, but a portion of the profits will go towards the nonprofit organization. So I have the hair in right now. This is the Body Wave hair.
It's so pretty too.
And it's three bundles. And I also got like one of the bundles dyed blonde. I don't know if y'all can kind of see like my little highlights that's in my braids. But I got one of the bundles dyed blonde. It highlighted, I mean, it dyed really well. And it also kept the texture. So this is like some really good hair. Yeah. I've been getting so many compliments on this hair.
Mm-hmm.
And so Lex and I are actually going to be working with this company now. And she's going to launch, I think, the website on April 24th. So it'll be a few days after this after this episode drops.
Yeah. So we'll update the bio and put that. So I feel like this. Black women, we're already buying hair. Mm-hmm. You already buy hair. So why not buy good quality
hair?
For a cause. Like, I don't know. I just feel like sometimes you can't give back like you want to. But it's like, if you're going to buy something that has, you know, something tied to it that's doing good for people.
If you're going
to
spend $500 on some hair, either way, why not spend $500 and then $150 of it or $100 of it goes to a nonprofit organization that's going to help other women who have cancer, who have alopecia, who are suffering from hair loss, and can help make them more confident and feel secure in themselves again.
Because I feel like as a Black woman, like, our hair is like we're really tied
to it. It's our crown.
Yeah, it really is. So I think that we should all have the opportunity and, you know, to just feel good and look good in our hair.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know I talk about how my old wigs used to look all the time. And it was a struggle for me.
But we are here. I have one if y'all ever need reference.
Okay. They don't need reference now. They don't need that reference.
If they have any reference for why they should buy Crowns of Love.
Yeah, shout out to Crowns of Love. We're going to put their Instagram below so y'all can follow them and go get their hair. So now it's time to get into our favorite segment of the week. Make sure y'all email us at askpoorminds@gmail.com. Sorry. So yes, email us at askforminds@gmail.com. Get your question answered on the show. If you're a Patreon member, make sure you put that in the headline and send it to the email. You get to skip the line. Okay.
Thanks, Thad.
Thank you, Thad. Okay. So you got question number one, or do I?
You do.
Okay. Question number one. Hi, I love y'all so far. I'm a new listener. Oh, I love new listeners. It's so weird that we've been doing this long and people are still just now getting to know us. Jesus Christ. Okay. Hi, I love y'all so far. I'm a new listener. Question, I've been dating my man for 6 years now. Still no proposal or a ring. We talk about the future quite often. It sounds long term. Should I be expecting a proposal or just be happy the way it is? We live together, pay bills together, and he is faithful as am I. We've been on 3 trips out the country together. I have 2 kids and he is a full-time stepfather, but my kids only know him as dad. Thanks. P.S. I have a newfound love and respect for Lil Yachty. He is very down to earth. Shout out to Lil Yachty. I think this. I'll say this because I've been in this situation. When I was young, my mother was in a relationship with a guy. She had 2 kids. They had been together for years. And he did propose to her, but they never got married. I don't know for what. I was a small child. I don't know. I've seen this happen a lot. Because my ex was kind of in a situation like that. And I'll say this. If marriage is what you want, you have to understand, do me and this person align on these views? Because sometimes that may not be your Prince Charming. Now, I'm not saying to leave, but this needs to be a sit-down conversation that you need to have with your partner. Hey, you know what? We've been together for 6 years. We live together. Why are we not married? Understand his reasoning. A conversation needs to happen. But I will say, when my mom left her situation, it was kind of like things got better in the household. I didn't know because I was a child, but I didn't know how sad and struggling my mom was in that situation until I saw after he left how happy and enjoyable my mom got. You know what I mean? So I think that you need to have a serious sit down conversation with your man and try to understand why y'all aren't married. Because if y'all are living together, he's a stepfather, y'all paying bills, y'all faithful. It's common law marriage at this point. So what's the issue?
And yeah, I just think being with somebody for 6 years is not, that doesn't mean that y'all necessarily should be moving towards a proposal if he haven't made you feel like that's where he's trying to head. Like, have y'all had the conversation?
Well, yeah, she said that we talk about the future often and they live together. And like 6 years not living together, no kids involved is very different with 6 years y'all living together and creating a home together.
Yeah, but talking about the future is, like, to me, very open-ended. Like, are we talking about being together? Like, okay, yeah, we can see each other staying with each other. We can see ourselves, like, living together, having more children. Or are you talking about marriage?
That's what
I'm saying. Are you talking about a proposal? Because just because you've been with somebody for 6 years does not mean that you should automatically assume, like, oh, we gonna get married. He gonna propose to me.
I'm not gonna lie. I just don't, like, why live with somebody if that's not the plan, though? If that's not the plan?
I mean, but you can't say that because people do that all the time. People live together for 10 years, 15 years, and then they finally decide one day after all that time, we gonna get married. It's different strokes for different folks, but I'm saying, like, I think that people who want the same thing should be together.
That's what
and should
I'm
be
saying.
Aligned with one another.
Yeah.
If you want marriage and marriage is important to you, if a proposal is important to you, then you need to make sure that y'all are on the same page, because 6 years being with somebody and y'all doing all of these marriage things and relationship things, like even with you bringing up going out the country together, what does that mean?
I mean, I think she's just talking about like the things that they've done, because maybe he didn't do that with other people, or maybe that's just like they've had a journey together. I think that's what more she was touching on. But either way,
I'm not disagreeing with that. But I just, when I think about commitment, like, I don't think that some of these things mean anything when it comes to commitment until you have a conversation with a person and they like, yeah, I want commitment.
Right.
Like, that's the conversation that needs to be had. I want this. You want this. We both want the same thing.
I agree.
All of the trips, all of the y'all living together, all of that stuff doesn't really matter if y'all don't ultimately want the same thing, which is commitment, a partnership, a marriage.
A legally binding relationship.
Right.
Because like you said, going back to what you said about the 10, 15 years, a lot of times people are together 10, 15 years and they finally get married, but that's probably something that they agreed on and that they were both okay with, maybe.
I think a lot of the time after people have gotten out of long-term marriages, divorce, they realize, I don't want to get married again. Mm-hmm. I love this person. I want to live my life with them, but I don't feel like I need the legal papers. I don't feel like I need it to be a marriage for me to feel like it's real. It feel real enough for me, and I've already done that.
Mm-hmm.
Because divorces get messy. So a lot of people just choose to not even go through that again.
So yeah, you need to find out if marriage is something that he even wants to do at all.
Right. Okay, I'm going to try this again because that must have forgot my first question was whack. I started watching y'all heavy last year after my ex did some shit that pushed me away completely. Y'all really have been a major part of my healing journey. I love y'all. I have been in therapy for a while, which also helps, but recently I've been really struggling. I feel like I've lost the love of my life and my best friend. I cry all the time. I tried dating, but nothing lasts. It's been almost 6 months since we've talked and she has another girlfriend, which I know is a rebound. I tell myself if it's meant to be, it'll be, and I have tried to let go. I've blocked her on everything, and she continued watching my story from multiple pages, and even though she's in a relationship, quote unquote. Anyways, this is long, but I'm looking for advice y'all might have.
This goes exactly to what we were saying earlier. If it's not a hell yes, it's a no. Y'all be like, oh, they watched my story. Oh, she has a new girlfriend, but I know it's a rebound. No, you don't know that. Just because somebody watched your story, that doesn't mean anything. Sometimes people are so manipulative, they'll watch your story because they know you're going to see it and they want you to feel how you're feeling. They want you to be deep in thought, like, oh my God, they watched my story. So, like we said, if it's not a hell yes, it's a no. This is not your person. Like, if they want to come get you, and like you said, whatever is meant to be, it'll be. So if y'all are meant to be together down the line, maybe that'll be. But for right now, focus on yourself. Focus on your own self-growth. You said you're in therapy. You know, maybe you're not ready to date. I think a lot of times people look at, oh, I'm going through a breakup, I need to date. That's not the solution all the time. You need to work on yourself. You're not ready to date, and that's okay. Getting over a breakup does not mean getting a new person. So I think that maybe if you just take your time, focus on yourself, you know, focus on work, some hobbies, things like that, you can actually do the healing that you need to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't have no advice for? No advice?
Not really.
Okay, that's fine. Well, like I said, by the time y'all watch this, we're going to be in Turks. Turned up. So y'all make sure y'all drop some content. I mean, some comments on what kind of content y'all
I be feeling bad. Okay, let me say this real quick. I be feeling bad sometimes. I don't really be knowing what to say because sometimes I just be feeling like the writings be on the wall.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, that goes into what we were talking about earlier. If so, it's not a hell yes, it's a no.
Yeah, so like sometimes I just don't really know what to say and I be feeling like you did a good job of summing it up because... the writings be on the wall. Like sometimes y'all just gotta let people go.
Another love TKO.
And you gonna find. And if you be patient and diligent, you gonna find something better. But y'all be asking us questions sometimes, and I be like, girl, he's showing you, mm-hmm. or she showing you.
So y'all make sure y'all share the content, like, subscribe, follow, all that good stuff. And let me say this before we close out, y'all, there is one Twitter account that is connected to Poor Minds. It's POUR_MINDS. Y'all are tagging the wrong Poor Minds page. If you see @PoorMinds with no underscore, that is a fake page. Do not follow that page, okay? They blocked me, Andrea, and the Poor Minds page on both. So we only have one Instagram, one Twitter, one TikTok. It is POUR_MINDS. All right.
And we got hella fake Facebook pages.
Oh, the Facebook pages. It's the
our face. The crazy thing is our Facebook page actually have the least amount of followers.
So if you go on Facebook,
the one that's ours
got the least amount of followers.
The one that's not us got like 250,000 followers. But y'all
know it's fake if you actually look at the content because the caption is like, whoever it is, don't speak English. Because their captions are like...
Bumba clutch.
Should men pay bill? Should men pay bill? Yes, no. Check answer below.
Block, block.
Booyah, booyah, booyah.
Like, that's literally what the captions
are. I like, you want that DDG? Bumba clutch.
Bumba clutch.
I love that video. All right, we'll see y'all next week.
Bye, y'all. I'm getting emotional, please.
I am weak.
Oh, my God. It's a cartoon.
I know that's
y'all are, like, about to make me cry for real. My eyes are literally tearing up.
Oh, my God.
Thank y'all. Let me read a card. Okay. Wishing you a beautiful day, followed by an amazing year. Happy birthday.
Read my message.
Select said, thank you for paying my bills. I wouldn't have made it if it wasn't for you. Best friend I could ever ask for. Love you forever.
Rent due.
Love, peace, and soul. Nothing but love for you, Drea, Craig. We love you. Thank for being you, Thad. Love you lot, Shay Shay. Happy glow day to my earth sign sister. Love you so much. I pray you enjoy this next lap around the sun and many more. Ty Nicole, a.k.a. So
Me. Not you wrote me, outdid me.
Wishing you more blessings, Javi. Happy birthday, the baddies. Love you, Yvette Glasgow.
Oh, here he is.
Happy birthday, Drea.
Y'all, I'm so
y'all are the sweetest. I literally,
I'm gonna tear that cake up. Okay. Anything else you want to say? It's your birthday episode. What message do you have for our listeners?
It's so beautiful.
What do you want to say to the listeners?
Oh my God, I'm so surprised. I'm not gonna lie. Okay, thank y'all so much. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate all of y'all that are here. We love y'all so much. We would not be able to do this show without every single person in this room. Like, y'all are what makes Poor Minds amazing. Like, yes, me and Lick sit here on the couch, but y'all are really what add the extra oomph to everything. So we love y'all. We appreciate y'all so much. I would not be in a position that I'm in if it was not for y'all. And I can't wait to make some more money so we can give y'all some more money. And thank y'all to the people that watch us every week.
Period.
And I can't wait to taste this fucking cake because I love nothing but cake.
We'll let this one slide for y'all.
And I love Yvette cookies too.
Oh, I'm about to tear these cookies down.
I can't wait to eat me a cookie, have me a piece of cake. And I'm 33.
Period.
We all fight.
She has risen, ho ass nigga. We'll see y'all next week. Bye, y'all.
Oh, how about a round of applause? A standing ovation.
You better
stand. Oh, yeah. You look so dumb right now.
Right now,
standing outside my house, trying to apologize. You're so ugly when you cry. Please just cut it out. Don't tell me you're sorry, cause you're not. Baby, when I know you're only sorry, you got caught. But you put on quite a show.
You know.
Really had me going. Now it's time to go.
To go.
Curtains finally closing. That was quite a show.
A show.
Very entertaining. But it's over now.
But it's over now.
Go on and take a bow. Oh. Grab your clothes and get gone.
Get gone.
You better hurry up before the speakers come on. Come on.
Talking about girl, I love you. You're the one. This just looks like a rerun.
Please.
What else is on? Nah.
And don't tell me you're sorry, cause you're not.
You're not.
Baby, when I know you're only sorry, you got caught.
But you put on quite a show.
Really had me going. Now it's time to go. Curtains finally closing. That was quite a show. Very entertaining. But it's over now. Go on and say a bow.
And the award for the best lie goes to me.
Thanks.
Standing ovation,
but you put on quite a show. You really had
me growing. Now it's time to go. The curtain's finally closing. That was quite a show. Very entertaining. Yeah. Oh, I ate that up.
Go okay. on and say.
I ate that up.
This always reminds me of the episode of The Game. Please.
We'll see y'all next week.
That man said that man
Thanks, y'all. Take a bow, bitch.